We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Pelicans Primer with Mark Menard, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark, the Pelicans, obviously, amongst the suspension of the NBA and some positivity coming out of the league in terms of the Utah Jazz players over the weekend and back to Friday, really. All those players have been cleared of coronavirus, so things are starting to make in the NBA look a little bit more positive.
Yeah, but then at the same time, we have, as far as I know, the first owner of a sports team to test positive, and that's James Dolan of the New York Knicks. He tested positive for the coronavirus, so it finally made its way all the way up into the suite, I guess, for the NBA. And as, like I said, as far as I know, Dolan's the first owner of any sports team in the U.S. that I've seen, you know, test positive for it. So now they're dealing with that, but there are some positives. Stephon Marbury, I don't know if you remember Stephon Marbury. He was a star in the NBA. Then he went to China, where he was an even bigger star in pro basketball. He set up a deal where he's getting 10 million N95 masks delivered to New York City, where they need them a lot. It's a deal between him and a company in China that he's, I guess, a business partner with somewhere down the line, and he's getting them at cost. So about two-thirds cheaper than what, you know, people would normally pay for these masks. And so he's doing his part. He's always, you know, he's always been a New York guy. He's from New York and doing his part to kind of help out with the issues they're having there with getting medical supplies. So, a big standing ovation for Stephon Marbury for stepping up to the plate and helping out.
Indeed. Those are the areas, the PPE, personal protective equipment, that everybody's in desperate need of, and certainly he's helping to fulfill that. That's positive news in the NBA for sure, a guy doing that. And I think that's what we're seeing. You know, I think that's what's – if there's something neat, if that's maybe a bad word to use in a time like this, but if there's something good to see, it's these people that have platforms like Drew Brees, Stephon Marbury, and other athletes, Zion to a degree, at what he did, Gail Benson, the Saints Pelicans owner, recognizing their ability – to contribute and help in times like this.
Well, and the classic line from Mr. Rogers, if you're ever frightened as a kid about, you know, some type of event like this, he always said, you know, look for the helpers, and that gives you hope. That gives you a little bit of faith that there's still good out in the world. There's always helpers in any situation like this, and look for the helpers, and that'll kind of give you a little bit of a guiding light as to where to go.
Zach,
about that? You know what, Christian? I didn't think when I jumped on tonight that I'd get to talk about Mr. Rogers.
Right? Won't you be my neighbor?
Look,
well, Mark can relate here. He's got small kids at home, so do you. So I'm guessing maybe they had watched some Mr. Rogers lately, and that's where Mark kind of gleaned that from. Is that right?
Well, no, that's a quote that I've hung on to for a long time. That's something I've held on to since childhood. But the bottom line here, Zach, is that, you know, in these days of the Pelicans primer, you never know what you're going to get when it comes to talking about the Pelicans right now. We've kind of been all over the map with this segment. And we always start off in the NBA and kind of give you what's going on there. And then it seems to divulge into all kinds of different paths. And today, I guess we're talking Mr. Rogers.
Well, it's understandable, Mark, for sure. It's understandable. There's not a whole lot going on in the world of sports right now, is there?
The other thing that we can talk about, though, is the Olympics. You know, the NBA always has a presence in the Olympics since they've, you know, made it to where professional basketball players can play in the summer games. Well, now, you know, they've moved the NBA season. They moved the Olympics to 2021. The NBA season, we don't know when that's going to get started. And we've talked for a couple of weeks now about, you know, whether or not they might move, shift their entire season out of this to where they start in December and they end sometime, the NBA Finals sometime in August. But if that were the case, then that would put the summer games for the Olympics in flux in terms of what kind of players they'd have available, because any NBA players who are in the playoffs are not going to leave their team to go play in the Olympics. And that's gonna add another wrinkle to Team USA. That's going to be something they're going to have to, obviously you have to kick that can down the road a little bit till we know what we're dealing with. But Jerry Colangelo is the managing director of USA Basketball, and he's going to have to deal with that down the line if they do decide to permanently shift the season. And that's kind of an unforeseen consequence that I hadn't thought about until they move the Olympics to next year and we started seeing how the NBA season might be impacted. And that could be a big deal for Team USA going forward, because what do we remember about Team USA? The Dream Team in 1992, maybe the greatest collection of professional basketball players in history on one single team. And that might be a thing of the past now. We might have to go back to college players playing in the Olympics if the NBA does permanently shift its season.
Yeah, we'll see the ripple effects that COVID-19 will make us feel for quite some time, maybe not directly but indirectly interrupting life as usual. Mark and Zach, y'all both have small children at home. Any funny stories from your kids as to what they have done?
Stir crazy is the word of the day. Yeah. In my house, my wife is home. She's a teacher, so she's teaching her class online, she's in the house, and my oldest would normally be in preschool, but he's in the house, and the youngest is always in the house with me, so all four of us are there. And we're just trying to find ways to kind of pass the time during the day. And then I go to work and I leave her with both of them to deal with sometime around 3 o'clock every day. So I think she's managing okay with the kids. I think she's managing the stir craziness a little bit less so, because she's a very go-go-go person and she's not used to being stuck in the house. So Zach, that's what we're dealing with.
Zach, is Ray still repeating things?
Yeah, I think, like you said, Ray's going to repeat things for a while, so we got to watch ourselves. When you're around in this type of a stressful situation with a parrot, you got to be careful what you say. I will tell you this, Christian, when this all started, we were kind of like, man, we got to find some way to keep him occupied, right? He does great when we're out and going, and he's busy. He doesn't sit down for 1 second all day, right? He's 100 miles an hour all day. So we were like, hey, we got to find something to do. And so we jumped online. This is really, a couple of weeks, we're probably 2.5 weeks ago now. And we said, okay, what can we do? What can we grab to help entertain him, right? And keep him in good spirits so that we're not both, raising a newborn and, staying up all night and then waking up with an angry 2-year-old. So our backyard has essentially turned into the Redneck Riviera. We've got inflatable pools, we've got slides, we've got sandboxes, we've got little trucks, and I mean, it is hilarious. And me and Charlotte were in the back, and we live on a golf course, which is even better. So it's like, people are seeing this all day, right? Because the golf course has been busy. So all day long, we're in the back, and we got the slides up, and the inflatables, and the water pad, and the sandbox, and then I got my kid who, decides 5 seconds after jumping into water that clothes are not necessary. So I got a naked kid. I got an inflatable pool with water. I have a wife who's trying to breastfeed. We're a complete disaster and out there for the world to see. So that's been pretty interesting at the Streif house.
If you could take a picture of the Redneck Riviera.
I will post a photo of the Redneck Riviera next time we set it up.
That would be hilarious. That's fun. That's good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.